Out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
It is time for a second cup. You know, David, this time of year, our producer, Aaron Earhart, he switches from hot coffees to the iced coffees.
Oh, the cold brews.
Yeah, he goes to cold brew now because it's just too hot. I can appreciate that.
I like cold brew.
I don't like cold brew.
You don't?
No. It's very strange. You'd think that, I think that I would, but no, not even when you dress it all up. The only way I want to have a cold coffee is if it's in my favorite ice cream, Jamocha almond fudge.
Well, I'm not talking about that kind of cold brew.
You might be partaking in another type of cold brew this weekend.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's going to be hot, but it's summertime, so just definitely take all those steps. Of course, that's going to be on the minds of everybody over the next few days. But, you know, maybe to get your mind off of that might be a great way to look at the summer this year. David, I thought this would be a great article to talk about, and how to take these five steps to have a holy summer.
All right. Yeah.
We talk about going on vacation, keeping cool, maybe taking in a game. But there's some ways that you can definitely bring your Catholic faith into your summertime event.
All right.
You know, and one of the very first things they talk about is praying a novena.
Mm.
So novena means nine. So usually novenas are 9 days, and they are for all different kinds of saints. So that might just be a great way to start one. I know many people, we just finished the novena to St. Joseph.
That's right.
Well, maybe keep that practice going over the summer.
It's a good idea.
So I thought that'd be a great way. Now, another way that they do that. Now, do you have a patron saint that is kind of one that you have always kind of walked and talked and prayed with?
He's right around my neck.
Who is that?
St. Michael.
St. Michael is there. And he's that patron saint for so many people.
Yeah.
I always wear, in fact, I'm feeling a little bit naked without it, my miraculous medal.
Yeah,
I took it off over the weekend. But I wear my miraculous medal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a great thing to do. And Scott, when he went on a pilgrimage once with his father, they were each given a patron saint for the pilgrimage.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So maybe for this summer, why don't you pick a patron saint that you've not learned about before? Maybe a saint that maybe that you've been doing some reading about. Maybe if you just open yourself up, that saint will kind of let you know, I want you to walk with me this summer. Maybe perhaps follow Saint Christopher.
Yeah.
If you're going on a trip, well, he's the patron saint of travelers. Maybe even Saint Joseph Cupertino.
Yeah.
Going on an airplane. So there's lots of great things. Maybe you want to pray to St. Anthony if you're going on a trip, so that way he'll make sure that your luggage is brought forth safely.
One of the things I love to do, speaking of travel, during the summer is when we go to different cities or locales. This down in California, I think of especially, is I love to visit missions.
Oh,
the
absolutely.
The old missions, and I love the history of the old missions, and they're fascinating to read how they started, how they got there. So that's one of the things that I really enjoy doing. If you're doing summer travel, particularly if you're driving, it gives you opportunity to move around a little bit more. But I love to go to the older missions and check them out.
Oh, you are wise, David, because that's exactly what epicpew.com recommends, is to visit another parish.
Oh, there you go.
You know, one of the things, too, that people always try to do, for us here in Portland, it's easy for us to get to our cathedral here in downtown Portland. But, you know, if you're north of the river, it's a three-hour drive up to Seattle. But it could be a great opportunity to go visit St. James in Seattle, or even head on over to St. James the Greater in Vancouver.
Right.
That's the proto-cathedral. Back when we were archdiocese or diocese of Nisqually, well, the bishop's chair was here in Vancouver at the proto-cathedral of St. James the Greater.
Right.
And a beautiful parish also. So definitely pick another parish to go to.
Great idea.
The next thing they suggest is to pick a new prayer practice.
Mm.
So if you wanting to get into Liturgy of the Hours, maybe make praying the rosary part of your daily routine or trying something new, spend this summer doing that.
Yeah.
Right? It'd be a great way for you to try that practice. And then, you know, if like all other religious practices, it's probably going to be one of those things that's going to stick with you, and it's going to just carry you right on through the end of the year.
Excellent.
And then the last practice they talk about, and this one I kind of like. They say decorate your home with some new religious art.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, you do spend the summertime with some new projects that are happening. And I've been working on some different projects in my house. So I want to put some finishing touches on the little office and art room that we have. Well, don't forget to bring in some new religious art. Or maybe you've got something in your closet that you haven't hung up. Well, just make a change, because those are always great reminders of our faith, where we're doing our work or play or whatever it is. So spend some time. Maybe if you're redecorating your house, don't forget to put some new religious
art. You think about how you decorate your home for the Christmas holidays. You know, maybe you do something similar, only it's the summertime. This is my summertime religious decoration.
Ah, that is perfect. Yeah, I like it. Summertime religious art. So that's perfect. So those are just a few ideas for you to have a holy summer. And that's your second cup for this Wednesday morning.